It is Free Radio. I'm Adam Wilborn. Very pleased to be joined on the phone by Nathan Sykes. Hello.
Hello.
Lovely
Hello.
To speak to you, mate. How are you?
I'm very well, thank you. How are you?
I'm very good. Lovely to hear from you again. Great to have you back. What is it like being back then, seeing as it's, what, a bit over a year since the Wanted all went their separate ways?
You know what? It's really cool. I missed it.
Mm.
Yeah, I've missed it. So, it's really nice to be back. I've obviously got to talk and sing a bit more than I did. It's really cool. I'm enjoying it.
And is it different, I suppose, you know, from the days with The Wanted? Obviously, like you said, it was more of a sort of group project back then, but you were still involved with writing and stuff like that.
Yeah, I think, obviously, I used a terrible comparison to a pie a few weeks ago. whereas before, one of the ingredients in the pie, but now you are the pie.
Mm, you're the whole
so
pie.
So, like, yeah, I'm like a full-on vegetable pie now, instead of just being the broccoli.
Or the pastry or whatever, okay.
Or the pastry, or the gravy.
Oh, good. Well, it's nice to hear that you're enjoying being the solo pie. Very good.
Cheers. Thank you very much.
You've been all over the place recently. You were out in America until a few days ago. What's that been like?
It's been superb. It's been really cool, like, just travelling around, playing people music. And the term, I think, of the trip is, oh, I'm pleasantly surprised. So, what do you mean pleasantly surprised? Did you expect it to be terrible? Or it's kind of like a massive backhanded compliment, but at least it's a compliment. So, it's really good.
And you've been visiting some cool places as well in America.
Oh, yeah. Oh, I've been everywhere. I went to the Apple HQ, which was pretty cool, and the Google HQ. That was insane.
What's it like there? Because it just, in my head, it's just this weird place of that technology's created.
You know what? They're building a new HQ because they've got far too many employees, apparently. Apparently, that's meant to be like a spaceship. but we weren't allowed in there yet anyway. I'm working my way in. Honestly, I'm absolutely worming my way in.
Yeah. Oh, I need to nip back. I forgot something there. So
literally, I was just deliberately leaving everything there. And I literally sat down and quizzed them on every single Apple rumour there has ever been. They are so well trained. Or not trained, they're just very loyal, I think.
Yeah.
If that was me, I'd be like, let me tell you this. This is exciting.
You think the Apple Watch is good? You wait till...
Yeah, exactly.
And you were around here recently, actually. You nipped on stage with Meghan Trainor when she was performing in Birmingham. What was that like?
Yeah. It was superb. It was a bit frantic.
Mm.
So she changed around the set list so we could make the like little surprise duet thing happen. So when all the fans were leaving my gig, I was like running through them going, excuse guys, like trying to get into her gig. And I was like, watch on Twitter in 10 minutes. But yeah, ended up singing with her. That was, and she's quality. Her voice is amazing.
Yeah, she's incredible, isn't she?
Oh, really, really good. Like, yeah.
Now, I can't have you on without asking you about the big thing that's been going on at the moment. Obviously, you know, back in the day, it was The Wanted and One Direction, not necessarily at odds with each other, but there was a fair bit of competition there. So I want to know what you make of Zayn leaving and, of course, the recent goings on with Zayn and Louis all over Twitter.
You know what? It's always a shame when people argue. Like, no one likes to see people arguing. Mm. But you know what? That's their business, and I don't really think it's my place to really comment on it. It's their thing that's going on. I'm not really a person that likes arguing. I try to stay out all the Twitter fights between The Wanted and One Direction. It's not really my thing. So. Yeah, I kind of just leave everyone to it.
Exactly. I suppose for you, I mean, it was painted as though it was like The Wanted versus One Direction, but you're good mates with few of the boys. And I can understand where you're coming from there of not wanting to get involved with this when it's so current and it's so raw at the moment with Zayn only just leaving.
Yeah, I'm just not a very good arguer, so I keep out of all arguments. But to be fair, as someone who's got a lot of respect for the 1D boys, I think it's very exciting that now we're going to get two albums out of One Direction as such. We're going to get an album from the four boys and now Matt Zayn. So I think as someone who's got a lot of respect for them, I think that's really exciting.
It is going to be very exciting. And I heard somewhere you were open to even possibly writing for One Direction.
Well, me and every other writer on the planet. Do you know what I mean? So I think with a band as successful as that, I think everyone would love to write with them. I think they're all very talented. So I think you never say never in life. You don't know what's going to happen. You don't know who you're going to bump into, who's going to be in the same studio or next door or whatever. So never say never.
And I can certainly relate to you on the whole arguing front, because I'm terrible. I think of something good to say about 4 days after the argument's happened and panic at the time.
It's always too late. But you know what? It's better to be a very peaceful person, and that's the way I try and live my life.
That's fair enough, Nathan. And we are very excited to hear this new album from you. You must be so excited to get all this new stuff out there, especially with this debut single.
I'm really proud of it, and I've poured my heart out a bit on it as well, which is really nice to do. And I think it's been a really great process writing like a full album, because obviously whereas before I think obviously I'd only write like one or two songs, like everyone else would, for an album. Now I'm writing the whole thing apart from one song, which is a Diane Warren song, which obviously you just kind of go, Diane Warren, just do your thing. You know what you do, and you've been part of her for a billion record sales. Just kind of do what you like. Just do what you do. But I've written on every other track on the album apart from that one. So it's been like a really amazing process and finding like my own sound and that sort of thing. And I really hope that people love it as much as I do.
I think we all do, Nath. We cannot wait to hear it. And let's stick on the new single now. We will speak more nearer the time when the single comes out. But for now, let's stick on Kiss Me Quick on Free Radio. Nath, go on, introduce it.
I am Nathan Sykes, and this is my debut single, Kiss Me Quick. I really hope you like it.